Most of the new innovations are targeted at youth because the youth are more into technology-driven products, the computers, mobile phones. They are more curious, and we believe that if anything is focused on the youth, it would also have a future. If the youth adopt it, then you have another 10, 20 years to go.
And can you give me some examples of these youth-driven solutions?
We have developed a product, for instance, that is supposed to be used by this telecom company for airtime dispensing. But you can actually do the transaction without your card. Once you activate the card, that is it. You use your mobile or you use the internet. You can go on a Facebook page, and whilst you're chatting with your friends, you can actually top up your phone. You can use your mobile phone on the go to do any transactions that you want. Most of the transactions are delivered through USSD or SMS. So it bridges the gap of having to go to a service point or to an agent or to a bank to be able to get some of the services. And that is what usually excites the young people the most.
And may I know where you have tried these solution-driven technologies and possibly the results that you encountered or challenges?
The first product that we delivered in Ghana was the fuel card. And, you know, with fuel cards, it's more of a requirement because a company will take that, and that is how you get your allocation. So we have everything from the young workers to the older workers. So that was not something that you can really use to measure. But then with the younger people, we have tried on entertainment. That is more of an open thing. So you go to, let's say, an event, and the ticket that they give you is a card. Now, what we realized was that the younger people would immediately want to activate the card and would ask you, what else can I do with the card? So they were more open to doing more things with the electronic channel you have just given to them. Whilst the older people will just say, I'm not interested, and they would walk away. And you would even go into the event and you would find some of the cards where the older people sat. You would see that their cards are lying on the floor. And once they take it home and they start using it, they would draw the older people into it eventually.
Is your focus only on Ghana, or you have the West African sub-region in mind?
Our focus is on Africa. So we have partnered with a network that is also focused on Africa, which is called PaymentX. It's currently in 13 countries in Africa. And the focus actually is on delivering industry and problem-based solutions. So we don't necessarily just go out and issue a card. We look at problems of Africa. We look at, for instance, healthcare problems. We look at education problems. How do you deliver services to people in the rural areas who are illiterate? We develop solutions that run on cards. So if, for instance, there's a program that is supposed to support poor women with monies for their healthcare or for their children or for farmers to be able to improve on seed, and you have to distribute funds to them, how do you do that, you know, when there are no banks in those areas? So you give them cards that they can use, and then they can just use the basic infrastructure that is available there.
You are talking about the rural communities, and I'm wondering, a lot of people in these rural areas are not educated. So can you describe a particular technology with a focus on the rural folks and possibly the results that you had?
Okay. A company which is supporting a lot of rural women with nutritional supplementary needs. So they give a little amount of money that is supposed to help them take care of their family's nutritional needs. They are supporting about 150 women. Now, this organization is looking at a monthly disbursement of some 15,000. It is a small amount of money. So how do you get it to the women and make sure that they actually get the money and doesn't get consumed in administrative costs of a typical NGO? So we give them a system that they can use over there in their country. They log in into the system. When they have deposited the funds, it reflects in our system, and then they can just go straight ahead and disperse. We have the women who were just given simple mobile phones, and it already comes with money transfer application. When they disburse the funds, it immediately hits their phones, and then there is a local financial service there where they can go and cash out.